Nicodemus was hurrying through the streets of his city. It was nighttime, and most people were at home resting after their full and busy day. Nicodemus, as he slipped through the dark, was nervous, and he was also really excited. He was making a secret visit to Jesus. Nicodemus loved to learn about God, and he had a feeling that he could learn a lot about God from Jesus. Nicodemus also knew that probably a lot of people would criticize him if they found out that he was going to learn about God from Jesus. Maybe even some of his friends and some of his family would criticize him. So he was going at night, kind of hoping that nobody would notice that he was going to go visit Jesus. But even if they did notice, and even if he was criticized, he just had to go. He couldn't stay away. He could just tell that Jesus was a teacher sent from God and was really going to be able to help him learn and grow. So he knocked on the door, and he was welcomed into the place where Jesus was staying. And as soon as Nicodemus and Jesus were together, they started talking about God. And everything that Jesus said made Nicodemus think of another question that he had. And every question that Nicodemus asked, Jesus tried to answer. And so they talked about the power of God's Spirit and the depth of God's love. They talked about how human beings can make choices between doing what is evil and doing what is true and good. They talked about God sending light into the world. In other words, they talked about a lot of the same things that you talk about when you're in Sunday school. And today we're celebrating what a wonderful place Sunday school is to learn about God. We're giving thanks for teachers who hear God's call to help share God's love with children. And we're giving thanks for young disciples who hear and respond to God's call to learn about how to live God's way in the world. We're doing several things to thank our teachers. We have a giant thank you card in the entry area. Maybe some of you signed it as you came in, and if you didn't sign it yet, you can sign it on your way out. Same goes for all of you. Please sign that card. We're going to post it up in the Sunday school room so that the teachers will remember every Sunday how much we appreciate their ministry. We have a gift for you in the Sunday school. It's a banner, and eventually it's going to have everybody's picture on it. And the pictures are going to live down below. And then when you come to Sunday school, you're going to be able to get your picture and your name and put it up here. And then you'll be able to remember the ones who had to miss Sunday school, maybe say a special prayer for them that day. But it's going to be a good way to help celebrate the community that you have there in the Sunday school class. And then probably most important of all today, we want to say a special prayer of blessing and thanksgiving for our teachers and our students and our Sunday school. So let's all join hands together. Holy God, we thank you for the teachers that you have sent to share their faith and share their hope with our children. We thank you for these children who take joy in your love and have such eagerness to learn more about you. We ask your blessing on each and every teacher. We ask your blessing on each and every learner in our Sunday school. Grant the teachers the wisdom and grace that they need for their work. Keep the hearts of the children open to the assurance of how much you love them. May friendship and faith and understanding continue to grow and blossom among this community of followers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.